Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 48 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon Project, To Think Before We Speak. In this selection, the Chafetz Chaim describes what he believes is classic Lashon Hara, even though Nichshalim Bo Kima'at Rov HaOlam, most people fall into this violation, Rak Mitzad Chisaron Yediyah, but it's not because they're malicious, they don't intend to harm anybody, they simply don't realize that it is forbidden. The case is, Einenu mechaven l'shum toelus. He reveals derogatory information that has no value. Rak l'sapa bignus chaveru. And he's just revealing bad things. In his mind, he's just saying there's no harm intended, but nevertheless, that would be classic Lashon Hara, which often does do damage, even though the people who are talking are thinking that this is just freedom of information or freedom of my opinion. And actually, it's quite damaging. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Avakesh, I beg you the reader's indulgence, Sha'al yiyya lefele be'inei hakorei, that it should not be a wonder in your eyes, b'ma sha'arich bo, in that I am going to great lengths to discuss this case. Ula yitein Hashem, I'm hoping that maybe Hashem will provide Shayideze, that through my going through lengthy descriptions over here on this particular application of Lashon Hara, Tosur Ma'at Me'amachshela Hagdola Hazu, that a little bit of this problem should be addressed. The Chafetz Chaim explains that what he's after over here is Lashon Hara Mitzad Chesron Shleimus Hamailos Sheyeshbo. When people talk about another person's lack of perfection, they're just saying, they're not intending to malign the person, they're just saying that they're not as perfect as people make them out to be. They're not as smart, they're not as strong, they're not as wealthy. I'm not even talking if it's false, what you're saying, that you're limiting the perception, and it's not even true what you're saying. That's bechlal motzi shem ra. That's a lie. That's saying something that's not true. We're talking that it's lashon hara. It is true. He's not quite as great as people think he is, but chisaron shelilus hamailos lashon hara gemurahi minatora. Saying that a person is lacking attributes is not as great as people think is also lashon hara biblically. Again, we're talking about a case where there's not a toeles. There's no purposeful intent over here, constructive intent. We discuss on different occasions that when there is constructive intent, so then a person is planned and calculated and has to follow the guidelines. No exaggeration, no emotional attack, whatever the guidelines are. But he gives examples that if a person would say about somebody else that they're not as smart as people think, then they could very well do very significant damage. And being that it was not done lito elis for constructive purpose with guidelines, it would be considered lashon hara. They say an interesting quote. To say that a chazan can't sing is ritzicha. That's murder. You destroy his parnasa, he's without money, what's going to be with his family. If you say that a chazan can't learn, so that's Lashon Hara. It's taking away an attribute for no good reason. Whether he could or he can't, if someone's researching and it's L'Toeles, we'll discuss L'Toeles for a purpose. But just to shoot the breeze and gauge people, what you think of them on a scale of 1 to 10 is Lashon Hara. Similarly, to say that a rabbi can't learn or he can't teach is Ritzicha. That's murder. That's destroying a person. To say that the rabbi can't sing, so that's Lashon Hara. He's not as good as people make him out to be. And that would be an example of Lashon Hara. Again, Chafetz Chaim has a very long paragraph over here describing that if a person is not so smart, and you publicize this indiscriminately, then who's going to want to do a shidduch like that? Who's going to want to take somebody in as a business partner? Who wants to deal with somebody that other people look down on? And therefore, the tefillah of the Chafetz Chaim is so poignant. Ula yitein Hashem, maybe Hashem will give that my writing on this topic will somehow limit this problem and this damage. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.